What's up, everyone? All right, well, today is the first green day of the week, up $196. So this is slack tide. I'm at hopefully the bottom of the drawdown, getting ready to move back up. That's what I'm hoping for. So let's see what's in store tomorrow, Friday, as we finish off what has been, for me, a pretty difficult week. Momentum today continued to be tricky. We'll talk about it during the recap. I'm just gonna be careful Friday as we finish up this week and hope that things really start to pick up next week. All right, so enjoy the recap. As always, questions, comments, leave them below, and I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning. All right, everyone, so midday market recap here. Not a lot to cover. Two trades, one winner, one loser. Net profit, $196. Not a lot to be super excited about. Today's going to be the fourth day of, I would say, choppiness in the market. And, you know, it's important to know when to step back and slow down. IHT was disappointing that I went red on that trade, but, you know, it's just part of the deal. This was a scanner alert squeezing up here. As you can see, surging up, lots of volume relative to what's normal on it. I saw a trigger at 2 that gave it room up to a little over 250. I saw that there were catalysts on it this morning. So, you know, basically, or I guess this was yesterday after hours. So I jumped in for the break over $2. It hit a high of $1.98. Couldn't break that level. And then it flushed right back down to $1.70. Dipped down to $1.49, retracing the entire move before sort of stabilizing. So lost almost $2,000 on that. PHUN came out with news right here at 9:39. Squeezes up, gets halted. Coming out of the halt, squeezes up, gets halted a second time. Hits a high of 550, and then reverses and halts, going down once, twice, and then goes sideways. So really disappointing price action. Let's look at a couple others from today. EDSA, this one, gapping up, looking really good at the open. No trades on it. The risk was too high. And this little red to green move, right here, it dipped down, bounced off 11, squeezed up to 12.33, and then dropped all the way back down to 10.50. Then the next two candles later hits a low of 10.12 before ripping back up to 13.56. And then halting, coming down right here. So just wild price action. Not easy to trade because it's so whippy. Kern, K-E-R-N, we were only sort of watching it. Squeezed up, looked like it was going to halt going up. Reversed, dropped back down, bounced back up, halted going back down, halted going back up. Just very difficult price action. So this continues to be a little bit of a slow patch for long biased momentum traders like myself. Short sellers who have good availability of shares to borrow seem to be the ones that are doing better right now, but availability of shares is the ultimate challenge. When I had my account at Centerpoint, which is the broker that for a long time was sort of like the place you would go if you wanted to find shares to borrow of low float, small cap stocks, even there, I had a hard time finding shares available to borrow. I'd have to reserve them early in the morning, and oftentimes I wasn't up early enough to do it. And so I really found it to be a challenge. It's something that you just don't have to deal with when you're trading the long side. You can trade whatever you want. You know, you want to buy the stock PEC right now that's squeezing up a little bit, you know, you can buy it. You want to short it? Well, you know, only a handful of brokers are going to have shares. So a lot of short sellers end up having accounts with multiple brokers because they got to check one, check the other, see what the rates are. And it just makes it a little bit more difficult. TTNP also hit the scan, tap 95. And I was like, nope, I'm not jumping into that for the break of $2. I learned my lesson, came back down to $1.70. Again, no shares available to borrow at light speed on that one. So, you know, it's just not an option to trade to the short side. The combination of difficulty finding shares to borrow, the cost to reserve shares, which can be hundreds of dollars, and short sale restriction are, I would say, three tools that the market has used to discourage short selling and to really encourage traders just simply to trade to the long side. And, you know, it for me has been a big enough hurdle that I've just found that even when I've had a broker set up specifically for short selling, shares to borrow, cost of reserving, and short sale restriction continue to make it difficult to trade that direction. So, you know, I give props to the people that are able to do it. It's, you know, great for them, certainly, to each their own. I think to a certain extent, it's being like a lefty or a righty. One feels natural and the other feels a little backwards and not quite right. And I think more traders align to the long side, but for those that do align to the short side and have found a way to make it work, you know, definitely doing well. Or, you know, that's great that they're able to do that. And of course, you know, you look at the overall market. Being a short seller in a market that, you know, over the last, I don't know, this isn't really loading very well, but, you know, over the last 10 years has just been generally bullish. You know, definitely got your work set out for you. But right now, overall market gapping up, you know, S&P at all-time highs this morning for a moment there. Small caps continue to be a little choppy, seeing a little bit of a lack of confidence. I think a lot of traders are sitting on the sidelines. Disappointing after such an incredible start to the month. I made $50,000 in the first 2 weeks of the month. And then this week, I've given back, I gave back profit on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today, tightened up my share size a little bit, took two trades, didn't overstay my welcome. Still wasn't able to really do that well. I didn't hit my profit target. PUHN, I sort of was thinking maybe it would squeeze up to six, so I held a little longer and gave back profit that I could have locked up if I'd just taken, you know, just taken the profit up at 450 or something like that, or 550. So that's the way it goes sometimes. But the good news is, you know, I've still got my head above water. I'm still green on the month, and hopefully you guys are as well. Yes, if you take some losses, that's part of the deal. That's part of trading, but you keep those losses as small as possible and gives you a chance to bounce back when things do pick back up. So hopefully we can finish up strong tomorrow and then end up having a nice week next week. You know, that would be terrific. If we can finish June strong and then go into July feeling good. So as of right now, I'm up only about 30 or so thousand on the month, 32,000. A little disappointing after being up 50 grand, but I'll bounce back, you know, just like every other time I've had a little bit of a rough patch, and on the other side of it, I'll have gained some experience, a little bit more. And so that's the, you know, same thing all of you guys get the benefit of. Every day you're in the market, you're getting a little more experience, and it just is one of those things that is the more you have it, the better your intuition gets for when you're able to jump in, jump out, and the better you'll be as a trader. So that's it for me. Short recap today, but we'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.